Here's the same button that's on the front of your bulletin.
That was easy.
Mm-hmm. That was easy. This is an easy button. It was a gift to me from a former parishioner, and I keep it in my office because
that was easy.
It's fun to press the button and hear the voice tell me how easy things are. There's a picture of this button on the front of your bulletin. The easy button, of course, is the trademark company slogan of Staples. And before you get worried, I'm not promoting Staples, okay? I actually like Office Max, but anyway. When it comes to meeting our office supply needs, Staples has us covered. Piece of cake, no problem. The ad campaign for Staples won them the Creative Spots Award. This cherry red plastic dome-shaped button with the word easy across of it it looks like it could be on a game show that you could press it. But the concept of this magic wand device is that with just one click of the easy button, poof, Staples fixes every problem that comes up in the office. Through the magic of the internet, of course, the easy button translates from commercial prop to desktop tool. Business clients can download their own easy button. It's the fast track portal for sending in orders and requesting devices, getting your tech support, handling rebates, outsourcing printing jobs, and it's actually pretty easy to do all of that. So I want you to think with me now about all of life's situations where we could use the easy button. Think about that. Those college exams. Asking someone out for the first time. Getting the house cleaned or getting your laundry done. Getting the kids to go to bed. Having bigger bills than income. Press the easy button, it's all set. Dealing with strep throat or illnesses of all kinds, raising teenagers, facing death. Or how about using the easy button to fix our broken immigration system or solve difficult international issues or end wars or rebuild homes or businesses after natural disasters? I wouldn't mind an easy button for sermon preparation. Finding volunteers, meeting the church budget for doing dishes after a church dinner. Staples has an easy button. Life does not. Staples says that was easy, and life tells us it's not so easy. In fact, sometimes life is downright difficult. Our scripture today reminds us of the truth. Life is not easy. In fact, life is difficult. We live in a world which worships the quick fix, the magic of easy buttons. And this world tries so hard to convince us that our problems and our difficulties and life itself can be quickly remedied by the push of a button or the snap of our fingers. Our scripture today reminds us of the truth. Real life involves waiting and working on long-term solutions. Real life is not easy, but rather involves difficulties and sufferings along with joys. To really live, we don't need an easy button, we need a faith button. Faith in the risen Christ who is here with us in the midst of difficulties. Faith in the risen Christ who is helping to make a real, whole, and new life for us at all times. Obviously, there are things in life and on the journey that are very hard. And if we're honest, we all want God to make things easy for us. When our kids were still living at home, my husband John and I would invite them around our dinner table to play a game that we called Three Wishes. As in, what would you wish for if a genie came out of a lamp and gave you three wishes? It's a fun game, but life doesn't work that way. Life and faith are often a bumpy road. Everyone wants an easy button to get us out of hard knocks. But real faith and real life mean walking through those hardships, not around them. And the easy button, as great as it might sound, is just not real. It looks good, but it doesn't address the real issues of our difficulties, and it doesn't respond to the underlying causes of our sufferings. To really change things in life, we have to address the root causes and those things that are underneath. The truth is, life isn't easy. It's often difficult, and there are rarely quick solutions that really make a lasting difference. Rather, life takes hard work, commitment, endurance, blood, sweat, tears. Faith is about perseverance. John and I love watching tennis. When we lived in New York City, we were able to attend the U.S. Open twice. It's amazing how fast those tennis balls go when you're actually there at courtside. We are huge fans of Serena Williams and Roger Federer. As Serena has said this year, since coming back to play after having her daughter, Alexis Olympia, it's a lot of hard work to come back and play tennis at that kind of level, especially after you've had a child. It takes hours of practice, and Serena admits that it's really hard to leave her young daughter to train and play in the tournaments. And as football season begins, we are reminded that wins, by whatever team you root for, come from sacrifice, practice, sweat, training, endurance, perseverance. When the winner is holding the trophy, the one thing they will not say is, "That was easy." More likely, they'll say, "This was hard. This was difficult. It took a lot out of us." But at the podium, at the trophy ceremony, they will also feel an amazing amount of joy and receive great glory and much-deserved praise. My point here is not to glorify suffering, but rather to point out that what is called for is our commitment to the long haul, to the journey, to the long run, to keeping the course and keeping the faith, and to understanding that it is not easy. I like the following quote from Mother Teresa. She said this, "I do not pray for success. I ask for faithfulness." I do not pray for success. I ask for faithfulness. While we long for an easy button, life is not easy. And anything we work on that matters, from raising children to building a business to building relationships to building a church and a community, is not easy. But with God, we are promised a future and new life through faith. John Wesley, as I mentioned at the beginning of the service, was the founder, and he's known as the father of the Methodist Church. He lived in England back in the 1700s, and his new religious movement, then called Methodism, was not always welcomed. Here's a little bit from his diary. "Sunday morning, May 5th, preached at St. Anne's. Was asked not to come back anymore." True. "Sunday afternoon, May 5th. Preached at St. John's. The deacon said, 'Get out and stay out.' Sunday morning, May 12th. Preached at St. Jude's. I can't go back there either. Sunday morning, May 19th. Preached at St. somebody else's. Deacons called a special meeting. Said, 'I can't return.' Sunday afternoon, May 19th. Preached on the street. Kicked off the street. Sunday morning, May 26th, preached in a meadow, chased out of the meadow as a bull was turned loose during the service." These are true from his diary. "Sunday morning, June 2nd, preached at the edge of town, kicked off the highway. Sunday afternoon, June 2nd, preached in a pasture. 10,000 people came out to hear me." Life is not easy. But our faith tells us that Jesus is with us. here and now, and that because Jesus lives, we can live also. Our faith tells us that because Jesus rises, we too will rise. So whatever you may be facing today, don't reach for the easy button, but rather the faith button. Press it to hear Jesus say to you, I am with you. New life is yours. Trust, believe, keep the faith. Amen.